Blog Talk Radio.
Be sure to be cool with neighbors. You can tell you're talking to hustlers. If they ask you where I'm sitting, I'm on top of the world. Like, fuck all the haters. I'm having a good time. Part of my flavor. Takes a little skills to do it this way. Takes a little skills to do it this way. Like, fuck all the haters. I'm having a good time. Part of my flavor. Takes a little skills to do it this way. Takes a little skills to do it this way.
Fresh out the wound. Spelling M-E-T-H-O-D, man. When it was still all about the Benji's car, not life. 98, 99, always ahead of my time. When I was 8, I was 9. No storyline, cause y'all ain't been through shit. 8-4 corner pocket and hit him with the pool stick. Call the booth the toilet, you know where I'm shitting. Anybody ask, you know where I'm sitting on top of the world.
Like, fuck all the haters. I'm having a good time.
Girl, that's live in the building, man. You already know what it is, man. It's Wednesday, and you know we always talk about business. Let's talk about business. Tonight, we're supposed to be having your boy, Suge White, live in the building, man. Your man's doing his 1-2 in the game, and it's crazy right now, man. He definitely did a lot of good work with your boy, Mike Beck. Rest in peace, Mike Beck. You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online. We live in the building. We want to thank our sponsors, OhanaShop.com, and also Capital Customs, man. They just hit us off with the hottest I'm a Lush Radio Girl t-shirts, and we got all the models rocking that joint. It's about to be a crazy campaign for the summer. But we're going to go to the phone lines and see what's going on right now. Caller from the 646, you're live in the building with your girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. What's popping?
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy Suge White on the check-in right now.
That's what it is, man. We got Suge White live in the building. Let me go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, man. Definitely an honor to have you on the show, man, because you're definitely doing your numbers.
That's what it is. Good luck, good luck. Get your flaws and everything.
Definitely. So, Suge, before we get into it, you got any shout-outs or anything like that, fam?
I mean, shout out to Cookie. She hooked it up, you know what I'm saying? She's been trying to get me to call in. I've been a little busy, but, you know, finally checking in with the Lush Radio.
That's what it
is,
man.
Shout out to my whole Heavy Bank fam, my whole Corner Music fam, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. We definitely, you know, want to salute you. I actually had the pleasure to meet you at Seth Black's event out there and everything, like a while ago and everything. So,
all right, yeah, what Embassy Elite, they were doing their thing or whatever.
Yeah, they were doing their thing, and I was out there and stuff. So it was a pleasure to meet you out there. But I'm glad we was able to get you on the show, man. I mean, you a DJ, but you also do, you know what I'm saying, the DVDs. I mean, you a jack of all trades. But for those cats out there that don't know, give them a quick synopsis and let them know what's popping.
I mean, I be telling people I'm not really a DJ. I'm more like a street A&R. I be putting together projects. And I got my whole marketing distribution scheme on smash right now. So my stuff be everywhere, national, international. Any store you go to, you see a Suge White CD or DVD. I'd be more than just mixtapes and DVDs too. I'd be doing the music side of things. I'd be working with the artists directly. We got a little label situation right now. We're about to put out Mike Beck's album, Rest in Peace. That was like my brother,
wow,
my partner in this. So we're just keeping it moving,
y'all,
you know what I mean?
Y'all definitely went hard in the paint, man. I mean, he was about to be that next thing smoking. You know, it's unfortunately, you know, a tragedy, the situation that, you know, happened with him. You know, how did you and Mike Beck actually, you know, hook up and everything and join that whole alliance and thing like that?
Me and Mike met through my man, the Real Verbal Kemp. He linked us up. My man Verbal right now just got hit with 13 years. But that's like my brother too. He introduced me to Mike. And the time Mike seen my grind, he was feeling me. He brought me into the whole KR camp. Basically went to Pistol, told him, Pistol Pete, said, yo, this is going to be our new DJ. So from then on, me and Mike were rocking. I ran with the Kill All Rap movement for a couple of years.
That's
then on,
it
we
is.
Just, me and Mike were together every day doing stuff.
Yeah. And who are some of the, I know you got a whole group of artists you're dealing with right now. Who are some of the artists right now that you got in the arsenal right now that you're working with?
I mean, like right now, like I said, like we're working on Mike Beck's album. You know, my brother here in Don Vane, so we're definitely going to put his album out. We got an artist on Heavy Bank called Jimmy the Gent Conway. He's a Dominican rapper, and it's not reggaeton. He go in, you know what I'm saying? So you got his mixtape coming out called American Goodfella. I also got my company Corner Music on that. I got the artist Pressure De Niro coming out. He's an artist I've been working with. I'm working with Rock from Helter Skelter. We got a retail mixtape coming out called Rockin' Out West. We're doing through Duck Down. That should be out probably like in a month or so. I got some stuff coming out with Cicero from Philadelphia. He used to be signed to The Game. I'm working on his mixtape right now with the boy Wolf from Philly. Got a bunch of projects coming out.
What's some of your some of your influences, you know, that you know kind of inspired you in the music business?
I mean, it's crazy because my main inspiration was Boot Camp Clip when I was growing up. You know, I mean that whole '93, '94 era, and I just find it crazy because now I'm like good friends with Rock and Helter Skelter. I've been doing a lot with these guys now, so it just shows how your footwork from when you're younger coming up, and you get to work with the artists you looked up to. That was probably my main influence: Wu-Tang, Jay-Z, Biggie, all that. One product in like '90s is my favorite era of hip hop. I would like to see they go back to that era, you know.
I know a lot of people wanted to go back to that era, man. I'm hopefully it's slowly changing because to me it seems like a lot of people were popping the old stuff nowadays, so they just kind of tired of a lot of the nonsense that's going on and everything.
Exactly.
Some of the stuff that's coming out is real garbage. I mean, and I don't even know what's going on. But at the same time, we can't really also blame the artists. We got, you know, blame the consumer too, because they purchasing the mess. You know, it's crazy. You know, but also, I wanted to ask you another question. Tell the people what's the day in the life of you know, dealing with Suge White, you know? What's the day in life with dealing with you? What's your daily, you know, schedule like, you know?
I mean, I don't get the sleeps. People get the luxury of working a 9-to-5 and coming home, rest, play games, watch TV and go to sleep. I don't get the sleep. Like Nas says, sleep is a cousin of death. I'm on a nonstop grind. I go to the studio, work out the mixtapes, work with the artists. I do my own artwork and stuff, so I'm doing artwork, running around the streets, doing my own distribution. I run out to Philly, Connecticut, Massachusetts. It's just a nonstop grind. Every day it's a little different, but always doing something.
Mm. So what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you had to deal with being in the music industry, Suge?
Getting that first foot in the door. When I came out to New York, like, I didn't know anybody, didn't know anyone in the industry. Started out with a little internship at TBT Records. Basically got my foot in the door, started meeting people and just building up. It's hard to start off if you don't know nobody, because if you don't know nobody, you're really not going to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start putting that work in. Once you start meeting people,
you know,
you get the connects, networking.
Yeah, I mean, the grind, I mean, actions speak louder than words, and your grind basically speaks for itself, because you've been grinding for years, and I mean, your essence and your presence is definitely felt, you know, in the streets and the market. And, you know, when you say the name Shook White, it's like, yeah, you know, they understand. They give you that recognition for that grind, because you definitely go hard body and go hard in the paint when it comes to promo and doing your thing, man, seriously.
No, thank you. Right now.
Yeah. And, you know, somebody asked me in the chat room, they asked me, where did you get the name Shook White from?
That name came, a friend of mine started calling me that because I had another company called Jailbreak Records. And it's like I was running the company, so he's like, kind of like Shook Knight, but you're white. So you Shook White from now on. The name kind of stuck, and that turned into DJ name, you know? It's a catchy name. It's marketable.
Okay.
It gets attention, you know?
It definitely is. And also, where did the concept and inspiration of the DVDs come from?
I mean, the DVD is just like another spinoff off the mixtape visuals. So, you know, it's time to introduce the visual to what I do and the videos we make. So it's just another outlet for the marketing to get our product out and in the eyes of everyone, not just the ears, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you got a strong team behind you, but I know the sole person that really's been going is yourself. I mean, being a CEO and being a businessman and starting your own company, you know, can you kind of tell the people, you know, the process of doing that? It's not an easy task. What are some of the key points? Because we talk about business on Wednesdays. What are the key points to a successful business?
The key points of sexual business, you gotta have faith in what you do. You know, you can't have a plan B, because if plan A don't work, you don't believe in your plan A, you know what I'm saying? So you always have to go forward what you believe in, try to make it work out. You know, it takes money too, I ain't gonna lie. If you ain't got money to put into it, it's harder, you know what I'm saying? Even to incorporate your business, you're spending $2,000. I got three incorporated businesses right now: Corner Music, Heavy Bank, and Corner Product. Corner Product is a website I got coming out. It's going to be a store website where we service products into the jail system, like clothing, music, books, magazines. So, like, if you're not able – what's that?
That's an interesting concept in regards to, you know, actually, you know, servicing clothing and stuff to the jail system, because they really don't have too much, you know, to really, different items and products in the jail system, you know. So
exactly.
The basis behind that is to help the prisoners out there going through their situations and stuff while they're doing their bids.
Exactly. I do like a way to give back to the inmates too. Like me personally, I have a lot of people that's locked down right now. All I do is, you know, you put the mail orders, the flyers into the system, and then the inmates pass it around. And every time another inmate hooks up another inmate, I give back a percentage into the commissary. So it's another way for inmates to make money, like kind of work while they're in there too, you know? So it gives back, like the music level in there too is, you know, it's hard for them to get good cassettes. So
that's definitely proud of you and respect you on doing that, you know. I wish more people would definitely, you know, going to try to, you know, give back and stuff. So that's a great community situation you got going on for the people. And the other thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, being, you know, you surrounded by, you know, you got some business-oriented people, but you got some cats that's some real thugs around, you know. And, you know, how being around, you know the area and everything like that, how are you able to stay focused when, you know, there's so many temptations of the streets and all that stuff like that, you know, how, you know, most people get caught up and everything. How do you stay focused?
I mean, I personally, you know, got the good head on my shoulders, but I know what to stay away from and try to talk to my people who's doing that kind of stuff to get them out of it and give them an opportunity to work towards something else. I do a lot of people that are still involved in that street stuff, and I do try to get them out. Like I said, my man who I met, Mike Beck, he just got hit with 13 years. And he's fighting another case and PA's fighting other bodies. Crazy. He might end up getting life out this. That's like one of my best friends. I definitely ain't trying to be in that predicament. You know what I'm saying? There's too much positive stuff to be done instead of negative stuff. And all that negative stuff brings on bad karma, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You
definitely does.
Two wrongs don't make no right. You know,
exactly.
So definitely you gotta, you know, and especially with this game, because this game is definitely a cutthroat game. So in order for you to stay, you know, focused in here, it definitely takes a lot of patience and a lot of focus. Because, you know, everybody can get caught slipping some way. So you gotta definitely keep yourself on track and focus on that bigger goal. We got a caller. Calling in from the 646. A caller from the 646. You got a question for Suge White? 646 was good.
What's going on? Suge White, what up? What up? Speaking to the hardest working man in Brooklyn, New York. What it is?
Ain't nothing, my brother. It was good.
And right.
I knew I recognized the voice, too. That's Rack right there.
Yes,
Suge, my G.
Yeah. Lux Radio, what up, Lux? What up?
What's poppin'? Man, what's good with you?
I'm just on the check, and I seen a tweet come through Twitter. Suge White is on Lush Radio, so I wanted to check in with my brother and check in with y'all, my sisters.
Hey, much respect to M-Rec. That's an artist that's grinding like crazy right now. I bump into Rec every other day running the streets. He's doing his numbers right now.
He definitely is. We had him on the show. We definitely love him and definitely show love to him. He's definitely a good dude. And also shout out to Doggy Diamond Force DVD out there too. Definitely shout out to him too.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Doggy, ForceDVD.com.
Force DVD all day. Oh, I just wanted to, you know, call my brother Suge White and just shout you out. Suge White, love what you're doing. He's a hard-working man. Like, he's putting it in, you know what I'm saying? Like, R.P. Mike Beck all day, every day. And, you know, Heavy Bank, you know, I know you got the corner music popping too. And I just wanted to shout my brother, keep it going. And me and Suge White, we going to do something crazy, you know what I'm saying, from Brooklyn.
That collab real soon. Much respect, and Brett.
No doubt, man. Keep doing your thing, man. You know, I wanted to show that support. Because it's a lot of, you know, non-supporters out here. You know, with that Twitter thing, you know, I made my statements about it, and I stand by it because, you know, you can have a million followers, but if people don't, you know, buy your projects out the stores or, you know, support you, call and request your records, they really not followers. So I'm going to leave that at that. You know what I'm saying? So when I seen the tweet come through, I wanted to call up. And just, you know, pay my respects and show my support. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Good luck, my G. Good luck.
Love is love. Do what y'all do up there. I ain't going to hold up, you know, any other callers from calling. You know? And I'm out. I'm about to hit this Big Daddy Kane little performance in BK at Tompkins Park. You know what I mean? See what's going on over there. Get this footage and holler at my man Kane, the legend. You feel
me? Hey, man, I definitely love you, man, and reckon you know this your home, man. You come through whenever, man. That's salute, man. Y'all know what it is.
I love you, too. Thank you. All right, hold it down.
All right, bro.
That's what's up. And if you're just joining us right now, we have the one, the only, the world-famous, your man, Suge White, live in the building, definitely dropping through and dropping some jewels for us, and we talking about business and talking about everything that he's doing out there in the streets. A lot of people call you, I know you don't like to be put in the box of, you know, just a DJ, but you are one of the biggest mixtape DJs in the streets right now. Like, I mean, you are in the streets hard body. I mean, you get circulation, you know, in Pennsylvania, the Massachusetts, Connecticut, Georgia, Florida, Texas, London, Germany, Japan is like crazy right now. And you even sell to the bootleggers and stuff like that. You really saturating the market, huh?
Got to make sure the bootleggers get it, too, because in the mixtape level, I press up 5,000, they turn into 15,000. The way my name is doing, they go crazy with it. That's free marketing for me, free promotion. Now it's time to drop my album. You best believe I'll be chasing them down, catching them. They're doing that shit. We can have a problem. But as far as the mixtape goes, you know, it's all love.
That's what it is.
A lot of these DJs don't even come to the streets. You see all these DJs, they don't come to Brooklyn. They don't come to Queens. They put their stuff out on datpiff.com or on a website somewhere, and they're not physically in the street. And if it is in the street, it's because someone copied it from the computer and just put it out, not them coming and having direct relationships with stores and whatnot. So it's crazy.
And I feel like that's what the streets are missing, though, also, because I don't feel like that we don't have that personal one-on-one connection anymore, you know, when it came to, they call them the street sweepers, the people that's out there in the streets. You guys are flooding the streets doing the mixtape. You're supposed to be interacting with the people in the streets so they can know what's going on. The internet is cool, but we can't never forget the streets, because the streets are who made us, for real. You know, at the end of the day, the streets speak louder than anything. So if you ain't in the streets and people don't see you in the streets, they're going to be like, who are you, son? For real. So,
exactly.
And
man.
I know.
Another artist who are even, like, DJs that do it don't get as much respect, because it's like some DJs are even scared to come to Brooklyn. You don't see them coming through the hood, through East New York, through Flatbush, through Crown Heights, mm-hmm. through Bed-Stuy stores. There's stores all over the place.
Yeah, definitely.
Needs to get out
and shout out to my boy Russ out there, actually out there in the Record Shack right there on Pickett Avenue. That's my
that's
own
my
boy.
Dude. Shout out to Russ. That's a good guy right there. I've been dealing with Russ for years.
Yeah, that's my boy. I love him to death. You know what I'm saying? Every time when I come, I try to give him, play the, fish and stuff, because, that fish spot down the block is good as hell. Right down on the same block where he at. So that's my boy right there. He shows mad love to everybody. As long as you come correct, he show mad love to people. So shout out to him out there, because he definitely holds it down. He's been breaking artists for years in that record shop. So salute to Russ. Tell us about the relationship with you and Mike Beck. Like, how was it working with him, in the time that you guys work, what are some of the key things that you really liked about Mike? I know one thing, he definitely brought a lot of people together and connected people. He definitely wanted to help a lot of people. But I want to know from, your experience.
Mike Beck was the hardest worker in the game. Nonstop grind. That's basically, I was doing my thing before I met Mike, but after linking with Mike, he made my game step up like crazy. You got artists that have been doing it for years that look up to Mike, and you can even see interviews of people, artists giving him respect, is looking up to his grind. And he's a newcomer, It's like his grind spoke like nothing. He was every day going out, linking with these artists, popping off these clubs. I mean, Mike wasn't a main artist. He had songs with Noriega, Busta Rhymes, Freeway, Graff, Raekwon, Kool & Dre, beats from Scott Storch. Like, the relationships were crazy that Mike had. But see,
like, I know with Mike, man, Mike was one of those person that definitely believed in rapport with people. On that one-on-one basis, And a lot of these artists are lazy as hell, and they don't believe in that. They just want to go and try to see what you can do for them rather than actually putting in that work. And from what I've seen, Mike actually, put in that work, and with whoever he could bring along the way that also helped, he always extended his hand, because I know he done built a lot of relationships and bridged a lot of bridges with different people and stuff. So he definitely went hard in the game. And, he for that short period of time that he was, I think he went extra hard,
Mike was the type of person that if he was doing something with somebody, he would put, like, say he had a producer or something, he would link him and say, Mano, and he would get a record for that person before he got a record himself. Like, he the type of person that he'll send work someplace else just to build that relationship even stronger. If he's doing something like Doggy Diamonds, he'll tell Doggy, "Yo, come through, get this footage now. We over here. I got you."
Doggy loved Mike Beck to death. Doggy loved Mike Beck to death. He actually put him on the background on his main site and stuff.
Shout out to Forbes DVD, Doggy. That was up there for a while. Definitely.
Yeah, because I think Mike Beck's legacy, will forever live on, because I really honestly feel that he definitely, bridged some relationships together and definitely helped a lot of artists along the way, seriously. And also, is there some new things that we need to watch out for, like music videos or anything like that, you know, events are coming up that we need to check for?
Yeah, we got a few new videos coming out. I got a video coming out with Pressure De Niro and Jimmy the Gent Conway. We got a song we just did. We just had that. I'm starting to work on my own project. My album is called Corner Music. Kind of like K Slade did, put together different rappers on different songs and me presenting it. So I got a song coming out with Prince and Blackhand and Tone Trump from Philly. Another artist I'm working with, Munch Dog. We're going to be doing a video to that. Look out for a new Mike Beck video coming out with Tone Trump from Philly and News from Brooklyn, who used to be with Murder, Inc. Video already. So that's going to be coming out pretty soon. Got a lot of stuff about to come out. I don't want to give it all away.
We definitely got to definitely check that whole situation out because y'all definitely got some situations popping off. And definitely shout out to Tone Trump. We had him on the show not too long ago. Definitely a good dude. Shout out to the whole Philly area. Shout out to Deck ENT out there. You know what I mean? Definitely that's definitely part of the squad. Love y'all. And you got a lot of good people that you're definitely working with, man. I can't wait till the project drop, man. We got some stuff in the arsenal and stuff that's working its way on loading and stuff. We about to give the people, you know, a little bit of stuff in their ear. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back with you, Suge White. You want to hold on line with us real quick, fam?
All right. Thank you, man. I'm right here.
That's what it is. We're going to go to a quick commercial. Right now, we're live with Suge White on Lush Radio Online.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at e2kmagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, you heard what it is. Stick 'em. You know what I mean? We live in the building on Lush Radio Live, and right now we have the one, only Suge White live in the building on Lush Radio Live, man. One of the hottest working dudes, MBK. You better stand up worldwide. Calling right now at 347-826-7722 on Lush Radio Online, man. And we definitely right here doing it real big and definitely saluting this dude for his hard work. And we talking about business because, you know what I mean, in order for him to be the way he is, you know, he had to be a small businessman. Come on now. You back in the building with your man, Suge White. Suge, thing I want to ask you, man, if somebody wants to, you know, network with you and, you know, deal with you, could you put your Twitter and information out there for the people that's listening right now?
You can hit up my Twitter page. It's twitter.com/SugWhite. Or hit up my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheRealSugWhite. Even shoot me an email, TheRealSugWhite@gmail.com. I respond to everybody. Artists trying to get out there, get some shine, you can holler at me. You need your mixtape hosted. You want to get up on a DVD, want to get on a CD, just get at me. Got all that stuff for you.
That's what it is. Somebody asked me about the DVDs. Is it monthly, annually? What's the circulation of the DVDs?
I mean, basically, it's scattered. I drop something every week, whether it's a CD or a DVD. But every week, without fail, something comes out. Like this week
okay.
alone, I got three CDs and a DVD coming out this week. I got a Rick Ross
wow.
CD, two instrumental CDs, and a Rick Ross DVD coming out. So
okay.
Grind is crazy.
That's
every week it changes.
That's what it is. I mean, I don't know that many DJs dropping mixtapes every week, man. So you definitely retarded with it, man. You was getting ugly in the streets, man. Mixtape every week. I want to see a DJ next there.
I'm all about my consistency. That's how I stay on top. Separate myself.
Definitely, man. I mean, that's hard work right there. And you know what? All of that, you know, and you definitely, you know, have things to show for, you know, because everybody definitely respects everything that you're doing out there. And a lot of things that people don't know. I heard from a birdie you got a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, I went to college, got my bachelor's degree, went to school for music business, went to Ithaca College. So, you know,
wow,
4 years
that's
off,
what I'm
went to that.
About. Wow, where'd you go to college at?
Ithaca College. Graduated in 2001.
Wow, you know what? We gotta show you some more love for that. I love education first because I also teach, so education always comes first to me.
That's what's up.
Definitely.
Thank you.
So and I know you work with Swiss, you know what I'm saying? Swiss Beats. Tell us about that whole situation.
That was a long time ago. That was a brief thing. We won a nationwide talent show for Rough Riders back in like 2001. I had a group
mm-hmm.
with a singer and two rappers. We basically came in first place nationwide. It was like a two week event. Every day was going doing different auditions and stuff, and basically we took home first place. So Rough Riders brought us in, sat down, they wanted to sign us to the label, and the first project was going to be I think it was Ride or Die Volume 3 or something. I think it was after the second one. So we were supposed
mm-hmm.
to have the lead single on that, and Swiss was supposed to do the beat. For some reason or another, the album never came out, and basically they weren't doing anything at that time, so we kind of fell back. But, you know, shout out to D and Wow. You know, I see D all the time now around. With my homie Stir, Riot Town, they work with Rough Riders. And my homie Tony Sunshine has got management through Rough Riders. Big up to Tony Sunshine.
Okay. That's what it is. And Duck Down Records, man, tell us about that whole situation, how that situation got up together.
With Duck Down, I'm dealing with Rock from Helter Skelter. We got his retail mixtape coming out called Rockin' Out West. Basically, it's rock
uh-huh.
rapping all over West Coast beats. So.
Oh, okay.
So Duck Down's going to be putting that out. It's going to be Suge White Presents Rock from Helter Skelter. That
okay.
should come out probably in a month or so. It's finished. We're just finishing. The whole thing is done. We're just basically putting it together now, mastering it and everything.
That should be a nice situation. That's some highly anticipated stuff. Can't wait to get that whole situation in the arsenal, definitely. And I know we definitely got some music and stuff that's on the way that we about to put on real quick from you that you got coming in through your camp and everything like that.
You can look out for that.
I'm
doing a Best of Mike Beck mixtape too. That's about to come out. Best of Mike Beck. Me and DJ K Slayer doing that. Keep Mike's legacy alive
crazy.
On the streets. Yeah, that's going to be a crazy mixtape.
That's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy. Shout out to K Slayer. We had him on the show. He's definitely a good dude too, man. The whole squad. I mean, shout out to the whole entire New York area.
you know what I mean, the whole tri-state. Y'all definitely doing your thing, and we support y'all, you know, worldwide, international, man. Real quick sidebar, just to let y'all guys know, if you're listening right now, Lush Radio Online is doing Lush Radio month-to-month special going in for the summer, $50 sponsorship, sponsor the show for the whole month. We sponsor your mixtape. We support your music, and we go hard on the mixtape. $50, only $50 a month, and you basically get your mixtape basically sponsoring the show. You know what I mean? It basically goes like this. You know what I mean? So-and-so has a mixtape, man, and this show was sponsored by so-and-so's mixtape. And check out this song off of the mixtape. And we keep it rocking. We tweet it. The whole world will know about it. And we're going to direct them to wherever you want them to go to. And that's what it is. And that's that quick sidebar on Lush Radio Online. And right now, you're joining and tuning in and listening to the world famous Suge White live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. Suge, man, when somebody approaches you, like, what are some of the things that you find that are missing that some artists, you know, are lacking nowadays in the music industry?
I mean, just the creativity of it all. Like we were saying before, how the 90s are my favorite part of hip-hop with the lyrics, presentation, everything. Now you got people just rapping about, just saying words to rhyme, basically, and it's completely dumbed down. Shout out to all the rappers out there doing their thing. I can't take that away from them, but I personally would like to see hip-hop come back to the lyrics, to the essence of true hip-hop, you know?
Definitely. Yeah, because a lot of these cats, I don't know. I really feel sorry for the new age, children that are out here listening to music, because really, I don't even think they even know what's really popping out here, because they don't know what real music is, you know? I don't know. Lil Wayne. Go ahead.
It's crazy, because before Mike passed, he was doing a record for Blase Blase. They were doing a remix to When the East Is in the House. I think Uncle Murder on that record, too. But the record, Mike passed, and the record, I couldn't locate the record, so I was trying to get the record from some different people. And some people were younger. They didn't even know who Blase Blase was. Even when they heard the record, they still didn't know. So they didn't know what song I was talking about to even give me the record. I was like, damn, it's crazy. How you not know who Blase Blase is?
See, they not from my era, right? And like, see, I teach high school students during the day and stuff, and they out for the semester, and I tell them about the different music, and they be like, oh, this joint is tight, right? But they don't know who it is. I mean, it's a lot of old school cats, and they looking at me crazy. Sometimes they be like, oh, you old, you don't know, you old. I said, but the music sound good. I'm like, wow. I said, this is sad. For real, this is really sad. I said, man, I don't know what's going on with our children nowadays, but I mean, it's just crazy, man. I know he did it. Mike did a joint with Nori and Busta and Splitstar. Shout out to Splitstar, definitely a good dude. He definitely rocked with the squad on Lush Radio Online. You know, so listen, you know how everybody came together to do this jump off this song that you got going on right now.
That was going to be Mike's single for his album. It's still going to be Mike's single. That's going to be on the album. You know, Mike and Busta, they knew each other. Busta had much respect for Mike, and basically on that street level. And we were at a video shoot in Atlanta, and Busta had his tour bus right there, and Mike came through for the A-Rab Money video shoot. The bus was like, yo, come on the bus right now. Let's record this verse. I got you. So they went right up on the bus. Busta gave him the verse. Splitstar gave him the hook. And then Nori heard the record. Nori wanted to jump on that. Nori got up on the record. Song came out crazy. Shout out to Jay Mizzle. Mizzle did the beat.
Definitely. Shout out to the whole squad over there. You know, Busta and Spliff, man. Definitely some good dudes out there. Definitely shout out to them. We got some music in the arsenal that we're going to be playing for the people and stuff real quick. So, stay tuned. Yeah, it's a lot of things coming out the whole squad with Mike Beck. So y'all got definitely. So what about Jimmy That, Gent with Conway? Tell me about this song right here that we about to play.
A song called Henny in a 4-4. We just did a video to that too. You can check the video out. It's all over the internet right now. You can check it on I know his website, 57thAve.com. It's up on there. You can check out our YouTube page, Heavy Bank TV. You see all our videos up there that we just did. But that's his new joint.
Definitely.
Check that joint out.
And definitely shout out Rock Rez out there. Shout out to Rock Rez out there. You know, shout out to him doing this one, too. I'm going to go ahead and play this joint right here, you know, and definitely rock with us, man, on Lush Radio Online. We're live right here with Shug White. We got more music to give y'all, man, coming out from the camp. Watch for it. Let's go.
CornerTheMarket.com is my website I'm coming out. That was the name of Mike Beck's first mixtape. So I took the name, turned it into, that's my store, you know what I mean? That's my store website, mixtapes, DVDs, and the business company's Corner Product. You know, that's like I said before about how we're going to be servicing merchandise into the jail system, That's all that under that umbrella. So
okay.
I say in about a, you know, in about a couple, not about a week, the website will be launched live.
Okay. Are y'all going to do like a website release party or anything like that? That we going to
know
about?
We'll probably do something. It's not definite yet, but I'll make sure I let you know when we do it.
Yeah, definitely let me know. We definitely, you know, definitely feeling everything that you're doing. We got some more music coming out of your arsenal. I know we got this one right here. Let me check. I know I got one for Mike in the arsenal real quick. Let me see. I know we got one for Mike in here. give me a second. We got one from Mike Beck. And also, once again, throw your Twitter out there for the people that don't know. Throw your Twitter out there so they could definitely follow you and definitely network with you, you know, live on Twitter and everything like that. Once again, throw that out there for them.
Yes, twitter.com/showwhite. You know, get at me. Go right to the phones. I'm always on it. Facebook.com/therealshowwhite. MySpace.com/therealshowwhite.
That's what it is. We got this joint right here from Mike Beck, Nori, you know, Slipstar, Buster. Tell us the title of this joint and introduce this for us before we go into it.
It's this the Vroom record we were talking about before, produced by Mizzle Boy. That's our in-house producer. He's right now currently working with Timbaland's protege. But it's the record right here, Vroom, Busta Rhymes, Noriega, Slipstar. Let him hear that.
Here we go.
Yeah. Mike Beck and Lori, I'm here.
We're here.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Hey, yo, Queens in the building.
Yo, they said that Queens niggas quiet out here. I'm right here, and I'm loud as
fuck.
I'm yelling at
you. What?
You know what's going on me, Lord. Spit race 50, cut your face in a Philly hoodie. My mind twisted. Cocaine, a white asshole like the Kobe case. Bogey out in your face. Now I call you Bogey face. Dead on Nori. I still be on that shit, fam. 57 ab. Knock you out in front of the flip cam. Zip lock, gorilla ball. Marble in the cellar floor. Grown ass man, I don't ever go through menopause. I ain't gotta say poor either. Believer, I love Kush and sour. Still call it Shiva.
You're looking for your girl, she in my hotel room.
Yeah.
You're looking for your girl, she in my hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up beside her like a brand new coupe. Got her sounding all loud, let my engine do. She like,
bam, 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 bam.
She like,
bam, 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 bam.
She like,
bam, 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 bam.
Money up, why they lose minds, double up.
Yeah.
I've been getting this money since I was young enough. Made a couple bucks, now these days loving us, hugging us. Hop in the Benz, they wanna come with us. Me, Nori, bust a bus. Shine like a diamond,
like a diamond.
See the diamonds on the chain, he be blinded.
Blinding.
See the diamonds on my wrist, call it Christmas. I dismiss all drama, let the bitch be. Chicks get wet from the swagger. Hotel room, yelling, go faster.
Uh-huh.
Let her smash her, man, wanna smack her.
Man.
When she with me, nothing but laughter.
Come on.
You looking for your girl, she in my hotel room.
Yeah.
You looking for your girl, she in my hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up beside her like a brand new coupe. Got her sounding all loud, let my engine do.
She like,
bam, 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 bam.
She like,
bam, 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 bam.
She like,
bam, 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 bam.
I got
bam, 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 bam.
Don't get fucked up. High-tech level shit and rearrange your mindset and spit a horror flick and kill him with my nigga Mike back. Body niggas with something as simple as a mic check and step in a corporation and had him cut a nice check. Quickly cop a boat and had him laced it with a white deck and suitcases of money, bitches, and a furry white pet. Some kind of exotic animal, whatever the price. Let's set him up, I got him shook and I ain't roll a dice yet.
Four.
If you need it, yeah, we got it and you want it.
Hood up.
Get your A-Rab money, homie.
Throw your hood up.
See the way we do it when you see the car.
Pull up.
And the way we cop bottles to the bar.
Pull up.
You looking for your girl, she in my hotel room.
Yeah.
You looking for your girl, she in my hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up beside her like a brand new coupe. Got her sounding all loud, let my engine do.
She like,
bam, 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 bam.
She like,
bam, bam, bam,
bam,
bam, bam, bam.
She like,
bam, 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 bam.
I got
bam, bam, bam,
bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
You looking for your girl, she in my hotel room.
Yeah.
You looking for your girl, she in my hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up beside her like a brand new coupe. Got her sounding all loud, let my engine do.
She like,
bam, 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 bam.
She like,
bam, 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 bam.
She like,
bam, 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 bam.
I got
bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yo, this is your boy, Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Well, I know what it is. And you know what you're listening to, Lush Radio Online. And we're live with your boy, Chubb White, man. We got some more music, man. Pressure De Niro. You know what I'm saying? Tell us about this joint right here that you got also. That joint was definitely hot right there. That was definitely a club banger right there. So definitely we want to support that one for real. Hard body. All of the joints though, for real.
And next joint is Pressure De Niro. This is just a freestyle we did, a quick joint. Quick bars, a little hook. They're doing a video to this, though. That's me kind of on the hook, too, throwing in the deep voice. I'm going to do a little video presenting him, give him that Suge White co-sign, that Suge White look. Make sure we get that everywhere, too. Check this out right now. It's the corner music theme right here.
Let's go.
I ain't got hard to pop that press. I two pop niggas. Leave them on the riverside like Rider Man. My homies by the bread, plus I know a lot of Crips. That'll roll on niggas like 4-5-6. On my lap is where the 4-5-6. Bang niggas, leave them leaking like a broke 4-6. You the dub coming up, so don't talk. I drop niggas till the cops come pick them up. The Lord of it, I rap the real niggas like Touch One and Verbal King. Fresh herbal sink, great touch, rap the piss. Murder dog, I'm Mike Vick. Mummy for you dummies, I might just poke pump with ice sticks. I ain't here to play games with y'all niggas. Kick hands with y'all niggas. Nah, I'd rather lay hands on y'all niggas. I just got a couple of grams on my niggas. Dismiss you, I don't care if I just met you. I'm quick to band with you and whoever stand with you. The gangsters, we the gears of my ancestors. Guns know we smoke like Patty and Aunt Selma. Bullets on your face in the hamburger helper. Brush your hands with beef like, put a salt in the pepper. Now I don't wanna hear no feral call at you. With an ox, I eat a nigga like Hannibal Lecter. Beware when them phantoms get you. Leave you looking stupid like doves on the central. Give it to anybody, it don't matter the gender. Better have some extra clips with them burners. Your man's lent you. We corner the market, the keys in the pocket. Lock the block, you can't pump in my project. For them suppliers, hustlers, and way buyers. Up day and night when it's the sun. In front of Bodega or Ali store. Wish you here, bumping out the project door.
That corner music.
That's what it is. Shout out to Pusha De Niro, you know what I'm saying? The whole squad, corner music, you know what I mean? We definitely dropping it and showing that love, you know what I mean? Salute and rest in peace, Mike Beck, live in the building with your boy, Beta, hard-working man, NBK, Worldwide International, man. Ain't nobody touching this right now. Suge White live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. Suge, I just want to say that it's an honor, man, for real, and a privilege to have you on the show. For the youth out there that's trying to get into the business, what kind of advice would you give them, Shug?
Just be smart, stay out the street, do some positive stuff, you know, get on your grind and just work hard. And if you believe in it and this is what you want to do, then get the education first and foremost. Go get your degree, graduate high school, finish high school, and work your way into the music and just go hard at it. That's what you want to do. You devote yourself to it.
Definitely. You know, and definitely they say hard work pays off, and it definitely paid off for you because is it more for you for the recognition of your hard work or the fame? How is it for you when it comes to the industry?
The fame to me doesn't really. It's not a big deal for me. I'm more about recognition, the name. It's my devotion. It's what I want to do with music. I live for music, so it's just me living this life keeps myself motivated and happy because I'm doing what I want to do. I'm not working for someone else. You know, I don't have a boss. I don't got someone I got to wake up to and worry about being late for work and all that stuff. You know, I'm my own boss.
You know, even though you're in the streets and you on your grind and you do your thing, tell the people, and you know, how important it is, because I have to emphasize to these artists, you know, you're not really a business if you don't have your legal documentation. I mean, you can, you know, still try to get your money, but really it's not legally a business. Can you please stress to them and let them know how important it is to incorporate, even to put that money to the side? You know, if you're getting a bag of weed or you're getting your drinks and stuff, you can go and, you know, get you a LLC and stuff. Can you explain that to the people and let them know?
I mean, it's very important. It's so important because you got these artists that are just screaming names, and that's their camp or that's the name they want to rep, and they put so much time and effort into repping his name in songs and videos. And someone will come around, like, who got a little money in their pocket, they're like, you know, that's a catchy name. Then all of a sudden they go register. And once they register, there's nothing you can do about that. That's their business now. So if you don't have your stuff down, someone else can just come in and take that from you. And I had, like, my old company, Jailbreak, like, I always buy domains. Everything I'm doing, I make sure I buy a domain. I let my domain expire. Someone else came and bought it and tried to sell it to me. Like, it's crazy. You got to be focused, and you got to be focused and be on top of your stuff, be on top of your paperwork, your LLCs, your corporations, your trademarks, your copyrights. And if you're not good at that, then, you know, pay that money. Pay that money to your accountant or someone, have someone else do it for you. It's important. You got to spend money to make money. I tell that to people all the time. If you're afraid to spend money on yourself, you're not going to go nowhere. You got to spend money on yourself.
Please emphasize that to the people, because I don't know what's wrong with these artists nowadays. They just didn't really feel that they can get stuff for free nowadays. I'm trying to figure that out, how that happened, where they do that at.
There's nothing free in life. Especially doing stuff for, like, people like us. We put too much time and energy into it to just do something for free for someone. It's our livelihoods, you know?
I mean, we gotta pay to call our connects on our cell phones. We gotta pay to go to events and different things and stuff to support y'all different situations. Come on now. Y'all gotta pay the piper, man. It is what it is, man. If you wanna do something in life, you gotta pay for it, man. I'm time and time again, y'all artists is like, y'all act like somebody owe y'all something and stuff like that. You know how we got to where we are? Because we put in work by ourselves at first, and then we got other people that believed in the movement and came through. For real talk, it's not easy, you know? And so many people, have you had situations where people want to say they want to work with you and stuff, but yet they want to act like they wanted your own company for you?
It's crazy. People that call and they want to get put on a mixtape so bad, and they rap in the phone and all this, and then break it down to them how much it costs. They're like, oh no, you should just do that for free. Like, why? I don't, you help them pay my bills? You help pay my car note, my mortgage? I don't think so.
Well, hey, you know, that's that craziness, man. I mean, I really don't know what's going on with these people nowadays. I guess they even live in a facade. I guess somebody lied to them and told them that when you get in the music industry, that everybody's supposed to do stuff for you for free. I don't know what era that is, you know. Somebody please let me know. Send me a memo, because I missed that memo. I ain't see that, you know. I don't know where the hell they do that at. But somebody please inform me, because I'm lost. Seriously. You know, it's but, you know, sure, I just want to say it's an honor, like I said, and a pleasure to have you on the show. And we
thank
hope
you,
hopefully
thank
this is the last time that, you know, we get to see you on the show. And I'm going to be in New York, in the New York area, around July the 2nd or the 3rd, that whole week or so. So I'm definitely trying to link up with you and check with you out there, you know, when I'm in the area and stuff.
Yeah, just get at me. Let me know when you're in town. Get up, definitely.
Yeah,
pleasure to be on the radio. You know, I heard a lot about your show. I listened to it. It's an honor to be on the show. You know, I'm very grateful.
That's what it is, man. I salute you, and I pray to God that everything that you want in life comes to pass for you. You know, I know you get your blessings now, but there's more to come, because honestly, you a good dude, and you really don't have to help half of the people that you do help out, but you do it, and you truly are a person that believes in the love of the music and the passion, and it speaks louder than anything. You know, people can talk about it, but you're the person that is being about it. So I definitely salute you. I respect you for your realness, and I just want you to keep doing what you're doing and don't stop, man, because the people need more people like you, Suge White, in the music industry.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Likewise. I salute you too for your show and everything you're doing. Appreciate the
That's
love
what it
and
is.
Support.
Yeah, you're going to continue getting the love. Whatever you got new and everything that you got going on, we're going to try to support it and try to grab it up and, you know, definitely support the mixtapes and everything like that. And I'm going to definitely call you offline and talk to you and stuff like that. But we definitely support you, man. Keep doing what you do, man. Salute.
Much respect. Lush Radio.
That's what it is. And we definitely want to thank Shug Black for coming through on the show on Lush Radio Online. You know, we try to support independent, you know, artists, independent DJs, record labels, you know, and we also deal with mainstream. But the thing about it is that we do it for the people, not for ourselves. If you don't get any education or any entertainment out of the show, then I'm not doing my job. But, you know, I always strive every day to try to pluck something and drop some jewels, whether it's for me or whether it's for my guests. And that's what we're based upon, you know. A lot of people is out there doing a lot of nonsense, but you know what? Support the realness. And the realness is being true to the game and being true to who you are and earn everything that you got in life. Don't just try. You never respect it when you don't earn it. So earn everything you have in life. Make sure that, you know, it takes money to make money. So if you really believe in what you're doing, invest in yourself. I don't have to tell you guys time and time again. No matter if you're in the music industry, no matter if you want to start up your own shoe company, clothing line, invest in yourself. That little money, it might be $10. You could turn that into $10,000. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I think we got to... another caller, Mike, that might want to salute you and stuff. We got another caller from 646. What's good?
Hi, Lush. I love how you just put me on blast every time I call. I know you know it's me. I know you know it's me.
This is one of my beautiful smokes models for Lush Radio Online, one of my Lush Girls International, live in the building. This girl is hot. She's a singer-songwriter and one of my models and stuff. Oh, and just to let you know, Chocolate Mrs., I got the I'm a Lush Girl shirts in, so we'll be getting those things out to the ladies and stuff, and the whole summer movement's going to be retarded, you know what I mean? And hopefully one day, you know, we can get you to grace one of the mixtapes of Suge White live in the building. You got a question for Suge White? This dude is the most hardworking, grindiness, you know what I'm saying, hard body dude in the BK area. Just in the New York area anyway. The street speaks for him. Talk to him
exactly.
Now. Wow.
Well, my basic question is, with your work ethic and everything of that nature, how do you find ways to balance your work and have personal time?
I mean, I don't got personal time right now. I ain't gonna lie. I guess the personal time will come when it starts to get up there a little more and the money starts coming in a little more and I can sit back and relax. But right now I'm focused on the work, trying to get that grind out. I ain't got a lot. Take a few days here and there, shoot down to Miami, chill out, go to the beach or whatever. But it's basically a grind, though. So I'm on that 24/7 grind right now.
Very respectable. Thank you.
That's good. You know, and so he's basically kind of throwing it out there that he's single and stuff. So, ladies, Suge White says he's single. Holler at him.
Let me get you.
For real.
All you models that want to get on the mixtape covers and whatnot, you can send the pics in, therealshugwhite@gmail. Always looking for models to put on covers and stuff to work with.
Oh, well, you know we got all the chicks from all the females, my beautiful ladies of Lush Girls International. And we definitely, you know, got models from all over in different states. So we can send you some pictures and you can tell us which one you like, you know. You can pick and let us know which one you want to work with and stuff.
All right, that's what it is.
Sure.
Send them pictures.
I'm going to send them pictures off to you. I think we got one more caller. This Genius live in the building. Genius, what's good with you, man? Genius Music, you know, live in the building. He got his own record label out there in the DMV. Genius, you got a question for Suge White?
More so of a salute. Just want to just say salute, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing and keep shining. You know what I'm saying? I'm catching the later part of the show because I'm just coming out of the studio. But, you know, I definitely appreciate what you're doing and repping the city, you know what I'm saying, and doing something positive. So I salute you, my brother.
Salute,
That's what it is. Much respect. Much respect.
That's what it is. We definitely, you know, definitely support him and love everything that he got going on, man. And, you know, if you're definitely a diehard fan of Mike Beck, watch out because he has a lot of projects that, you know, our boy Suge White is going to be pushing out soon. So look for that. You know, summertime is just around the corner. We definitely need you guys to, you know, support that because, you know, Mike Beck was definitely, you know, to me, I see him a little legend in his own time, you know what I mean? Because he definitely, you know, put a footprint in the game. And, you know, Suge White is definitely, you know, keeping his legacy going forward. And we definitely got to support that. I mean, we got the website launching coming up soon, you know what I mean, models. You interested in getting Grace in that cover? Which, you know, I'm going to go firsthand with my models first for any other shit. That's just because that's how I do, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. You know, y'all want to grace the face of the mixtape, you know, the Real Suge White. Is it the Real Suge White at Gmail, Suge? Or what is it?
The Real Suge White. Just okay. Spelled just how it sounds. Everything's spelled the right way.
Okay. The Real Suge White at gmail.com and on Twitter is at Suge White on Twitter. Make sure you follow him now. If you're not, then I might have to smack you because that's just how I feel. You know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's Lush Radio Online, and I do what I want to do. And we talk about business and stuff and everything. So make sure I need all my people that rock with me on Lush Radio to put at Suge White right now, and I need you guys to follow him and show him support at Suge White. You know what I mean? It's S-U-G-E. White, spelled like white, you know, W-H-I-T-E, you know what I mean, on Twitter, at Suge White. Make sure you follow him right now at this moment. Show him that love and support. Definitely a good dude, you know what I mean? So, and he's definitely somebody, if you're really trying to, you know, get advice from somebody that's a veteran in the industry, I would call him kind of a veteran because he's definitely been in the grind like crazy. So definitely support what he got going on, for real. Shout out to MREC that called in earlier. You know, the whole squad out there. And everybody sitting here reposting and stuff. Shout out to Lethal Lips out there. You know what I mean? She reposted and everything. Love her to death. Suge, man, I just love you, man. I mean, I'm sorry we had the last call. I know you're a busy man and everything like that, but we love you, man. We support you, man. Keep doing your do-do. For real.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the love, the support, everything.
That's what it is. And, you know, the final thoughts for tonight, you know, since we got 50 more minutes left on the line, I want y'all to get some key points on business. Any new trends or any new things that you think people should watch out for, Genius, because you a genius?
Genius. Any new trends? I'm going to say this. You know, it's a new era, new age. You know, be an aboriginal, don't be a follower. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there are industry standard ways of doing things, but it's those who seek to actually be different that actually wind up shining in the end. So, you know, be aboriginal, be creative, because so much of the game is flooded with too many people following other people's trends. You know, be a trendsetter, don't be a trend follower. So I say be creative. You know, I always say do your research on, you know, whatever it is you're trying to do. Believe in yourself, and the only person that can stop you is you.
That's good advice. That's the truth. Chocolate Mrs. with your sexy self. Sexy? Would you like to tell the people some stuff?
I'm going to get you. This one is really for all my ladies out there that are interested in being models and singers and actresses. Do not let your beauty or your face come in the way of your business sense. Speaking from personal experience, you never, ever, 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 ever want somebody to take advantage of you in this business because of how you look, you know. Make sure you do your research, do your homework, know the situations that you're getting yourself into, you know. Representation is always key, you know. Shout out to my managers, by the way, who basically do make it do what it do all day, every day. You know, if I didn't have them, I would be responsible for doing my own research and making sure that I'm not going to get got in this game. That's key. You cannot get got in this game. So make sure you do your homework, know what you're getting yourself into, and understand, you know, the politics of the game.
Definitely. And the other thing about it is don't let your emotions get the best of you when it comes to business, man. So many people miss out on business deals and good business opportunities due to the fact of emotions. You cannot do business emotionally, people. You know, all that friend, homie, that's my dog. Man, listen.
Yeah.
If y'all put your name on this contract, I have nothing to say to you.
That's real.
You know, put your name on that contract. And another thing for business, if you don't have, like I said, I'm doing you know, the contracts and everything. So if you need any type of contract, I'm doing a 3-part series of the contracts. and it's going to be 300, and it's all the different contracts you need, you know, for your business, you know, customized for you. You know, once again, you still will have to go get your notarization and all that. But I got all, like, almost 200 or so contracts for you, you know, depending on what you need it for. And also, if you don't have a confidentiality agreement, something's wrong for you, with you, man. Don't, you cannot do business without a confidentiality agreement. Even though we can't stop people from trying to steal your ideas or different things like that, but at the end of the day, you want to cover your bum. You know why? Because at the end of the day, that'll stand up on a court of law. Hey, I discussed this information with this so-and-so. This is their John Hancock. They said that they weren't going to disperse this information we discussed to anyone else. Make sure at all times, whether it's an event you're doing, whether it's an idea, have a confidentiality agreement. Also, models or photographers, make sure you have a model release form, because legally you cannot distribute or do anything with those models' pictures without a model release form. And if you also need one of those, I have those also. So let me know what contacts you need. Let's Radio Online, always trying to keep you informed. We got another caller from the 347 live in the building, New York, New York. Tell us your name and where you calling from, New York.
Yo, what's going down? How y'all feeling?
Oh, good. What's good? You're live with Shook White. He's still on in the building with us. What's good?
Ain't nothing. Yo, this is Cross from Deck Entertainment. My big brother was on the show. Ain't nothing. I heard my brother White was on the show. I was calling to see if he was still here.
That's what it is, Cross. What's good, homie?
Yo, what's up, boy Brooklyn, man? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out to my man Guru. Shout out to everybody on the radio show. But I heard I saw my brother was on there looking at Twitter. I had to call in and shout him out, man. He's doing some big things. Makes you take wise and all that. Always holding it down. So I had to show love. You know that.
Yeah, shout out to Cross, Tone Trump, Tech Entertainment. Top notch, all that.
Know that.
That's what it is. We definitely want to shout out Deck ENT. They definitely support Lush Radio Online, Hard Body, and they definitely support our beautiful model, spokesmodel, you know, Chocolate Misses. So we definitely rock with y'all, Cross, and we love you to death, man, for real. And since you're on the line, man, can you tell us some key points? Because y'all some power players doing y'all want to. Over there at Deck ENT. Can you tell them some of the keynotes about business? Because we dropping some jewels on them right now tonight.
Man, I mean, the realest things, I mean, you was just talking about, you know what I'm saying, getting those contracts, making sure they worded properly, you know what I mean, making sure that, you know, you have some type of, you know, agreement put somewhere on paper, because them handshakes, you know, they say in the court of law a verbal agreement is good, but it's so hard to, you know, prove a verbal agreement, you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody doing some business with you, it shouldn't hurt them to want to sign some paperwork to do the business, you know what I'm saying, if they really real about it. If they bullshitting, of course they're not going to sign it, because later on it's going to come back to bite them if they ain't really real about it. So, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And that's the truth. And like I said, man, emotional business is not good business. And don't mix business with pleasure. I mean, some people can play it off and still continue to do business. And some people get so caught up in emotions, they mess up money. And when you stop messing up money, we got a problem. For real.
Know that.
Yeah, you right
there. Seriously, man.
That's crazy, man. The business is messed up. Now, we know that the music industry and just business in general, you know, we get caught up in the cutthroatness. Sometimes we even find ourselves doing certain things, you know, that we don't mean to do. But, you know, we sold so much around it and everything. We have to remember to know ourselves. And at the end of the day in business, some people ain't meant to be an artist. Some people aren't meant to be a DJ. Some people aren't meant to be models. Find your niche in the industry. Make sure you find your niche in the industry. Because if you don't find your niche, you're just going to keep on working and working and grinding for no apparent reason and you're not going anywhere. Find your strong points and analyze them.
Yeah, definitely, because people got to realize is it's a makeup artist for Beyonce. It's a person that personally takes her pictures. It's a person that does her nails, person that does, you know, different things for her. So you might be trying to sing or be a model, and that just might not be where you need to be, but you can be that assistant because you know how to organize things for a hectic schedule for an artist, or you could be that hairdresser that goes on a road, go across, you know, sees with this person just to make sure that their image is right. You know what I'm saying? Definitely find your place and then play it well. You know, don't play a position that just don't fit you.
Mhm. Definitely. That's the truth. And I wanna also touch bases with Suge on like what are some of the wrong approaches when it comes to business? Like when artists come to you, Suge, some things that artists should not do when they try to approach you, you and Cross, when it comes to business. But I want to start with Suge.
You should never call my phone and start rapping when I say hello. Don't rap in my voicemail. I hate that shit. If you rap in my voicemail and you rap, you're never, ever going to get my attention. I don't care if you're the hottest rapper out. You're not going to be on my shit. Bottom line. When you call, my voicemail says that too. Do not rap in my voicemail. That's the worst.
Yo, this is an example, yo. Hey, yo, ring. Hey, yo, I was saying you.
Oh my god! You don't even know how many times that happens, though. It's to the point I don't even like answer my phone. Like sometimes my phone will be off for a week at a time. Leave that message.
Oh, man.
It's crazy, man. Shout out to y'all cats out there, y'all skirts. I understand y'all hungry, man, but it's a certain kind of protocol when it comes to business. Don't do that, man. You know he got 50 million emails and freaking, you know, messages on his line. You know, he don't got time for that. It might be some money that you messing up. You holding up a space, man. Get out of here. For real. Stop the rapping. And come correct. How should they come to you if they want to do something?
Yeah, just come through. Voice what you're trying to do. Break it down. You know, let me hear some music. Let me take it from there. We talk some business. And ain't, like we said earlier before, ain't nothing free. So if you think you're going to call me up and just going to get mad love off the strength right away, it ain't going to happen. Ain't no one helping me pay my bills and myself. So there's a fee behind everything. And people got to pay for their marketing and their promotion. That's the only way they're ever going to shine.
God.
If you ain't ready to put money behind yourself, then ain't no one else going to do it for you.
Well, tell them, pay for it. Shit. I'm tired of these lazy artists out here thinking that they can't pay for stuff. I can see you smoke a bag of weed. I can see you drink your liquor. I can see you do all that. You just bought a brand new pair of kicks, but you can't give me my money? What's really going on? For real. Let's talk about it. Well, but Cross, talk to me, man. You know what I'm saying? What are some of the things that artists and people that's trying to, you know, do business with you shouldn't do?
Yeah, I'm kind of like with Suge on that, man, and you as well. Like, you know, if you're an artist and you can't, you know what I'm saying, you don't know how to make your situation work or I don't see you working. Like, I get artists that just tell me, like, yo, I want to pop, like, Tone Trump or this person. Like, people don't understand, man. This dude grinds 24-7. Like, it's times I want to go to sleep, and this nigga had me up, like, yo, listen, I just thought of something new. Let's do it. You're not going to just get with anybody and blow your and you're going to be the next whatever the next day, and all you think you're going to do is smoke weed, chill out with your people,
you know, if you a dude running around chasing the groupies, and you're going to be a star and it's going to be successful now. You know what I mean? I hate when dudes come to me like, yo, we could do this, and I know I could do it with you. What the hell makes you think you could do it with me and you ain't doing nothing with yourself?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm not going to waste my time.
That's the truth. It seems like so many of these artists, they wait for somebody to get them on a come up. It's like they waiting for somebody to hand them the stuff in their lap, but they ain't never did the footwork. When y'all gonna start doing the footwork instead of waiting for somebody to hand you a silver spoon? It don't work like that, pimpin'. It don't work like that. You know, everybody that's on this line had to work for where they at, you know? So make sure that you go out there and work for what you got, because ain't nobody handing you nothing. And on that note, I'm bringing in the beautiful and lovely Ebony, my other co-host, live in the building representing the Cali area. What's up, baby girl?
What's going on? How y'all doing today?
Great. That's what it is. You know, Ebony, we got Suge White live in the building, one of the hardest working dudes in the New York area worldwide. I mean, he service to the bootleggers, to everybody in the streets. He is the epitome of what the streets is and what street grind is. And you know what I'm saying? He's definitely doing his thing. He's live in the building. And we also got Cross live in the building from Deck ENT, and Genius is on the line, and Chocolate Misses. You got a question for Suge White while he's live on the line with us real quick? Ebony.
Definitely. I just want to let you explain to our listeners, you know, how important it is to have a good team, a good foundation. So can you explain to our listeners how important that is?
You got to have a team behind you. You can't expect to come out by yourself and be able to handle every aspect of the business, every aspect of the trade. You're only one person. You can't do it. It's impossible. So if you ain't a team player and you can't have people behind you and helping you and being able to work with people and give those people mutual respect, you're in the wrong business. You have to have people around you at all times, people that know what they're doing, and people that are loyal and respect you. So if you can't do that, you don't have that, then it's not the right business for you. I know a lot of people that think that they by themselves, and I've seen people go in and out of different relationships, in and out of teams, jump from one team to the next team to the next team, because they're not team players. Who does that, you know?
That's the truth. I want to throw that question to Cross over there too. Cross, you know, what's the importance of a team, you know, for you, Cross?
I mean, the importance of a team, I mean, everybody got to play a position. It's kind of like what we talked about, that person that's not really a good artist or a good model that helps out, you know, behind the scenes. Like, being behind the scenes is a good situation, you know. I definitely got to say, I got two people on my team that never want to get recognized. Like, yo, they both, one of them has a Twitter, the other one refuses to do a Twitter, but those email blasts that come out, a lot of them don't come from me. They come from a person that's back on my team that's just like, yo, I'm here to work, to learn what I need to learn, you know, get the money that you're going to pay me. But at the same time, both my team members, you know what I'm saying, they want to learn. And without them, I mean, I'm on the road a lot. So I can't be sending out mass or email blasts and driving uptown Harlem or driving down to D.C., you know, to do a show at the same time. So, you know, like Suge said, can't nobody do it by itself. It's always got to be somebody playing a position, turning the dial, sending out an email, making phone calls that you probably can't make at a particular time to get everything done.
Definitely. And then at the same time, another thing on when it comes to teams, man, this is a big emphasis. Guys that bring people on their team, whether you're an artist or so, because I see so many artists, yeah, they got like 50 people, like they on Wu-Tang or something. Like, they got, yeah, this is my man's and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Part of the team, you know what I'm saying? So and so this, they do that. But they really not putting in work. They just a body in a situation. Mm-hmm. If you're going to select team members, make sure they're able to, they back up their performance with their body. There's no, we don't need bodies in business.
I don't mean to cut in on you, but I really got to say this, man. Half these artists, these models, I don't think they understand what a management person is. I don't think they understand what a team is. Half of them don't have a situation to have a freaking manager. But they call in a new, they got a new manager like every 3 to 4 months.
managing what? What the hell are you doing that somebody's got to manage your business? You don't have no business. Nobody's calling you. Like, what are you wasting other people's time for? You all look important. Like, I don't get it sometimes, man. Like, I'm just being real. Like, I got so many people that hit me with this, like, yo, I need a manager. And I'd be like, the first thing I say to them is, what is going on that you need a management situation? Well, I got a couple people on my way calling me, this person. All right, you got a couple people calling you? You call those couple people back. When you get, like, 50, 60 people calling you, that's when you call somebody else and be like, yo, I need help. And don't just put somebody in position because they're your people. Like, you know what I'm saying? If a person is not business savvy and they a goon or they just a rider, then let them be that. Don't tell that person they're your manager because they're going to be calling people like, yo, what the fuck's up? I heard you want to holler at such and such. Come on, man. What the hell are you doing? Like, these dudes are low. Like, they don't understand.
You ain't never lie about that, because we deal with that. Oh, every last one of us deal with that every day. You got people, they dealing with management, the next day they manage. And see, this is another thing that you artists don't know. When you're dealing with people in the industry and you keep on going through management, that kind of shows, like, do you really know what you're doing out here? Because that kind of puts an image on people, like, what's really going on with you while you got, like, 50 million managers. Every day I'm calling you got new management. I mean, every day it's like your message, oh, we're under new management now. Like, come on now. What's really going on? You know?
Right.
And that's a problem. And then another problem that we have is we got too many chiefs and no Indians, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And what's really going on? Stay in your lane. Please don't let me emphasize this again. Stay in your lane.
It's only one TV. It's never going to be another one. The manager is not going to dance in your videos. Managers go sit the hell down. Like, some of them do that. You know what I mean? They want to be Diddy. They want to be in a video. They want to be like, I'm going to be on the poster with you. What the hell is you on the poster for? Get your ass out of here.
Oh, man.
Wow. Managers is dancing in videos and on posters. Wow.
I'm in Brooklyn right now, right? No lie, I swear on my mother. I'm by Starlight City right now, right? And I'm looking at a poster because I know the artist that's on there. And I'm a little dumbass manager. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this poster like, why does dude, like, he don't even look like a manager at that. You know what I'm saying? And you got him on the poster with you trying to sell your single. Man, stop it, man. These dudes are crazy, man. Stop it, bro.
Yeah, but that's the thing about it. It's like, you know, you bring in people and they know nothing about business. They're not grown and stuff.
Yeah.
And not to say that people that have informal education or that's not business savvy cannot be trained in the position. But if you know that somebody that doesn't have your best interest at hand and you already, they done showed you warning signs, I think it's about time for you to get rid of that dead weight, honestly. Some of you guys need to regroup and kind of strip yourself of all the crazy people around, because you're going to have that whole crab in the barrel situation. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of seeing it, and I'm tired of so many good artists kind of being held back because they management.
Right.
Management, like,
right.
that's not enough money, son. That's not enough money. But it could have been a situation that they could have manipulated to get more money. You know,
right.
Some managers, they might be scooping the money on the side and not even telling the artist. They might be messing up poor in relationships with people that they burning bridges with. Like, watch how you move. Watch the people you're dealing with when it comes to business. Because you're serious, man. I feel sorry. I pity the fool, like Mr. Sason. I pity the fool. It's crazy out here, man. You got to watch how you move. It's really crazy. And shout out to everybody that's definitely showing love and retweeting and dropping that love on the situation and everything, man. Definitely, man. And somebody said, Suge, somebody said, are you dangling people over hotel balconies again?
I
think he got it mixed up with somebody else. That's Suge Knight, right? Wasn't that Suge Knight that did that? So War Arc Enterprise and stuff, that's not you got the wrong person, man. This is a totally different person, man.
This is Suge White, man. Make sure you Google that, because Suge White is all over, you know, Google and everything. You follow him on his Twitter, Suge White, and make sure you follow him. And people that's on the line with us, man, make sure y'all follow him and show him that love on the line. Ebony, you got some more questions for Suge White and everything and stuff? Because I know he's real busy and everything. You got some more questions, babe?
Well, I just want to ask, what type of programs are you doing when Father's like with the youth?
I'm willing to do stuff right now. My man Tito Graham does that stuff over in Jersey right now, and he spoke to me on some stuff. So I was going to try to go through one of his events. I know Trump would be doing that stuff too. I know he was coming out to Bushwick, and I'd be in the Bushwick area. So, but personally, I'm new to all that level of stuff.
That's good.
I'm open,
that you're
getting into it.
I'm open.
Yeah, but he also has a situation going on where they're servicing like clothing and music and stuff to the inmates, you know, in jail. So, you know, they can have kind of more of a variety of things, you know what I'm saying, to deal with, you know, because, you know, they're kind of like, you know, they have like a short, you know, expand of items that they can deal with in the, you know, incarceration. So he's also doing a situation like that also. Maybe you want to refresh and tell the people, Suge, again, about that whole situation also?
Yeah, I got my company Corner Product, and we service, like, tapes, books, magazines, clothes into the prison system. And I also do it as a way to give back to the inmates where, you know, I personally have a lot of people that's incarcerated right now. So, you know, every time they spread the word and bring in stuff, you know, we give back into their commissary a percentage. So it's a way for them to get help themselves out a little, get some money in the commissary, a little job, you know, and give back to the inmates.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in there doing long biz, you know, football numbers. People that they're not gonna see the time of day anytime soon. So any help they can get, you know, that's a great thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
a really good thing that you're doing.
Definitely great. And Ebony wants to know when Suge White is coming out to California. When are you coming out to California, Suge?
You know, truthfully, I've never been to California. I've never been to California, but I think I'm gonna be out there in August. And shout out to my man Miserable.
Really?
He'd be out there with Timberland all the time, so I'm gonna try and get out there in August though.
That's what's up. We definitely want you to link up with our Lush Radio representative, Ebony. She definitely goes hard body out there. She knows definitely what's going on out there in the California area and stuff. So we definitely need you to link up with Ebony while you're out there in the California area in August.
Definitely, man.
But, man, this business issue is serious, man. When it comes to business, number one, make sure you incorporate your business. I don't have to emphasize it several times. Incorporate your business. And that means going out there, getting your articles of incorporation. You know, instead of buying that fake midget that you're putting on your neck that you call a real chain, make sure you take that money and put it into LLC in your business. Because at the end of the day, when the taxes come back, I filed my taxes for my business, Diverse Media Group, which owns Lush Radio Online. And you know what? My check was like $6,000. That money is good. That's good money that you can reinvest back into your business. I know you're going to get tired of keep on spending money, and you can't get nothing back. So at the end of the year, and that means you save your receipts, you put it in a file, you go to your accountant, you knock it out, and at the end of the day, you get a check. So all the money you put in, you're getting it back, you know? Make sure you LLC. Make sure you got a confidentiality agreement, you know, on you at all times,
yes.
You know. If a
yes.
person is serious about business, Ebony, I want you to emphasize this too and elaborate. If a person is serious about business and you put that confidentiality agreement on the table, you know they're about their business. You understand what I'm saying? It's sad to say a lot of people in the industry don't even have one. Ebony, speak on it.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot of things that's going on because you have ideas and you come to somebody, you know, even your friends and your, you know, even your friends and then people in your circle, are, you know, who are not loyal or doing it, taking your ideas and, you know, giving them to somebody else and things of that nature. So that's very important because you need to have contracts regarding anything that you talk about with anybody. You know, that confidentiality agreement is definitely very important, and you must use one when you're dealing with people all the time.
Definitely, definitely. So make sure you LLC your business, confidentiality agreement. Whether you're dealing with management, make sure you have a written out statement of what you expect from your manager, what you're going to put out. So you basically write up and draw up your synopsis of what you want from the situation with any relationship, whether it's a partnership for an event or a venue or anything like that. Make sure you write out your rough draft and you got your contract together and let them look at the overview. Then they'll know you're serious about your business. All that yo, dog, yeah, you know what I'm saying, son, you know what I mean? I'm saying like me and you, son, we going to get together, you know what I'm saying? We going to smack this down, you know what I mean? Next month, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Get the hell out of here, man, with that crazy mess. Make sure you have it on black and white. And I'm going to tell you, corporate America will look at black and white faster than they hear all that talking, you know what I mean? Okay? So whether it comes to sponsorship, whether it comes to any business proposal, make sure you have it on black and white. Black and white stands in the court of law. Black and white stands in business agreements. People take it more seriously because now they're obligated to something. You understand what I'm saying? When you talk to somebody and shake them on their hand, they can say, oh, I crossed my fingers. I ain't really mean what I said. Yeah, Sean, you know what I mean? Oh, word? I was supposed to give you a percentage? Oh, word? That's what we agreed upon. It's not on paperwork. So he don't
right,
have to
definitely.
Give you the percentage. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want
this
you to be getting snatched. I don't want you to get raped out here, man. That's one thing we don't want you to get done in Lush Radio Online. We want you to go out there, but now if you do get raped, that's your fault because you weren't listening to Lush Radio Online at www.lushradioonline.com. Make sure you call in at 347-866-7722 each and every Wednesday. So, but that's you, you know what I mean? We always try to give, and there's no way online or anywhere that you're going to get this free information. We've already researched it. We've already found it. So we're trying to make it kind of easier for you. So take advantage and take heed of some of the contacts and some of the people we have on the show because it's beneficial for you. And also on top of that, you know, make sure that you have your mindset together when it comes to business. Know what you really want to do. Don't be all over the place. Remember they said you're a master of everything, but you're a master of none? Make sure that you master one thing and make sure you get that done and then move on to the next thing. That's how you get cut off. That's how you basically get burnt out. So let's talk about it, man. You know, I want to know, have y'all guys had experiences with people that say they do this, I do that. I'm a DJ, I'm a manager. I do this, I do that, I do that. But they never focus on one thing and never complete it, man. Suge, speak on it.
I mean, it's happened to me a few times. I try not to let it happen anymore. So I don't really try not to mess with people. I'm at a level that I don't know a good reputation or come recommended from someone. I've been put in jams dealing with people that did that before, like club promoters say they're going to pack a club and you put the faith in them and one person comes to the club that night and now you're responsible to pay back $4,000 back to the club. You know what I mean? Like, stuff
wow.
like that. Like dudes just
wow. them,
run their mouth and act like they do something. Exactly what it is.
$4,000? Damn.
I mean, I put
hell
that,
no.
I ain't going to lie, like, when that happened, I exited stage left. I went out the back door.
Wow. Damn,
but,
dog.
You know,
that's crazy.
People, that's
why,
like, if you ain't coming recommended from people and you ain't coming you on top of your business, then I don't need to work with someone, you know?
Definitely. That's the truth, man. Chocolate Mrs. Talk on it, man. You had experiences like that? A jack of all trades, but really a jack of nothing?
Yes, I've definitely seen it, and luckily for me, I have common sense, and I'm able to put that two and two together to say, you know what, here's where we have to pump the brakes, and, you know, it's not going to work out, or whatever the case may be, so I've seen it. There's definitely, I call them janky promoters, janky managers, janky models, janky everything. Like, I'm getting ready to write a track called Janky Business in a minute. Like, I know that's a movie title, but I'll figure it out. Like, I'm about to seriously sit down and write a track and start just blasting some of these people because it's a shame. It really is.
And, you know, the sad thing about it, that movie was real as I don't know what. Even though it was funny, half of those things really happen in the music industry, and it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Ebony, have you experienced, you know, the jack of, you know,
oh
everything
goodness.
And jack of none?
Yes, and it was not a very good experience. And once the person was exposed, you know, once people expose their hands, then,
mm-hmm.
you know, then they want to fall back and then they want to retract. But it's like, you know, you lied once. What else are you going to do, you know? So
mm-hmm.
you got to be mindful about the people that's around your circle and start Googling people.
Definitely, man. And
if
let me
say
that
somebody Google now.
I got a pet peeve with your artists, okay? Stop leaving your music on my timeline on Twitter. Follow the chain of command. I have different people that are dispersed to handle different things. We have emails for that. Please don't do that because you're liable to get blocked from me. Unless I deal with you or you're somebody I deal with closely, don't put your music on my timeline. It's very disrespectful, especially when you didn't even say hi to me. Come on. Twitter 101. Let's have etiquette,
yes.
man. What's going on with y'all? Seriously. You know, I'm tired of that mess, you know? And it's crazy.
Another thing, sorry to jump in, but another thing, I just with you saying that, I just want people to understand, yes, we are models, we are singers and all that. We're not A&Rs. We're not booking management. Please, please, please stop trying to get us to do work for you in terms of booking you for one thing in exchange for nothing or getting people to listen to your music. Like, I got a grind of my own. I'm not worried about you or the next person. I'm trying to do what's best for me, and here you come giving me your stuff. I'm not an A&R. I'm not a booking agent. Please, please, please do not put any, don't send me anything pertaining to booking you or your music or anything else. Like, I just had to say that.
Definitely. Cross and Genius, have you guys...
dealt with some of these experiences, Cross and Genius. Talk to the people now. Well.
I thought somebody else was talking. I mean, I know a person. Actually, the person that who used to do a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's one of my peoples, and the one thing I had to teach him was, you know, you doing this, you're never going to succeed in nothing that you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you want to be a manager, you want to run a label, you know what I'm saying? Learn how to do one or the other first before you do any of it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, everybody's out there. I mean, it's everybody out there. Everybody's trying to make a name for themselves. Some people trying to make a couple of dollars. Some people trying to scan some dollars. You know what I'm saying? You just never know who it is. So, you know, like Ebony said, you got to Google these people. You got to do your homework. You got to be like, you know what I'm saying? Ask 10 people if you need to ask 10 people. You know what I'm saying, to get some information on somebody. And if you ask 10 to 12 people and the person telling you that they working and they getting things done, and 10 to 12 people never heard of them in any area, their area, any other area, that's common sense right there. Like, all right, now you got to show me what you do. Because 10, 12 people I ask don't know you exist. You know what I mean? Let me see your work. And sometimes when people hit you up, just fall back. See what they do. You know what I'm saying? If they on Twitter, they on social sites, just watch what they do. You know what I'm saying? And then watch them at events. See where they're going. You know what I'm saying? Pop up on them one day if you really want to work with them and you're trying to see what they pop up on them. You know what
right.
I mean?
Give them enough rope to hang themselves out there, man. Give them,
exactly.
And also, if they say they're doing an event and they're doing this, sneak up on one of their events one
right
time. Don't
event.
Even let them know
exactly.
you're coming through and see how they're moving. I say, watch how I move, watch how I move, watch how they're moving, you know? I see how people move. If they moving funny, then I fall back. That's how I move, you know. So you got to analyze people and see how they moving out here. Genius, you want to touch bases on what we just discussed, man?
Well, I personally just dealt with a situation like that yesterday and had to leave that person alone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you definitely have to be about the business. And, I mean, especially with me, TSA, definitely be about your business because my tolerance level for stuff is like -0. You know what I'm saying? And to touch on what you were talking about, Les, Oh, my God. For everybody listening, if I get another link, I'm blocking everybody. There's a process. Go to submissionsatgeniusmusic.com. You know what I'm saying? The A&Rs that take care of that, don't call me about it. You know what I'm saying? You try to get hurt, it's a process. And stop harassing. Shout out to my family. You know what I'm saying? CeeLo, stop, you know, harassing the DJs. You know what I'm saying? There's a process to things. And it's not for free, like I think somebody said before. If you're trying to get out here, it's a business. At the end of the day, everybody running the business, everybody trying to get to where they're trying to go. And you have to pay that price, you know what I'm saying? Earn your stripes. Real
talk.
You got
to pay the cost to be the boss, baby. That's how they say. And since we were talking about Google, okay, y'all might get mad at me, people out there. Don't get mad at me. But if you do, I really don't care because it is what it is. Okay? When we talk about Google, guys, which is the number one search engine that will tell you everything that's going on. It's one thing you can't lie on Google because they'll snatch up anything that's linked to you, okay? My thing is this. Y'all up-and-coming artists that keep telling me, Google me, you don't know why I'm doing this, and you got, like, what, 24 followers on Twitter? You got, like, how many people on Facebook? And then, hold on. You got 25 followers, and you have the audacity to ask me, Lush, or Sugar, anybody, ask us, so what do you do? Oh, apparently you're a retard, and you did not read my bio, okay? And you did not check the situation out. Because apparently you heard from somebody about me. That's what struck your interest for you to come over to even engage in conversation with me. And then you had the audacity to tell me to Google you. Who are you? I see one thing, and that's your MySpace page. One page. Nothing else. Nothing else linked to you. No YouTube. No articles written on you. No paper documents. You don't have a paper trail at all. You have one MySpace page. I asked you, do you have anything else? Well, you know what I'm saying. I'm working on. Oh, I'm done. It's a wrap. I'm done with you. It's a wrap. Don't tell me to Google you anymore if you don't have content to back up your statements, please, people, because I will put you on blast on Twitter.
Yeah, that's what's up. And my new thing, the artist is, and I'm laughing, and this is real talk, though, so I have to laugh at them. You an artist. You got 24 followers. You got, like, 10 people on your Facebook. So my thing now is, I'm not an artist. I'm a manager. I got a mixtape that I host that got 13,000 listens. Nigga, you can't even get 13,000 listens, and you rap. But you talking about Google you. Yeah, all right.
Next.
Everyone's not meant to be a rapper. You go down to any block in Brooklyn,
right,
and you guarantee to find five people on that block that say they're rappers. Everyone's not a rapper. They're not meant to be rappers. This game ain't built for everyone. People that be like, oh, yeah, I'm a rapper. All right, you got a CD? Can I hear some of your music? Oh, I ain't record that yet. But you a rapper, but you got nothing recorded. Like,
oh,
right.
Man, that's
right. I'm so good, I'll change your life. Just give me that chance. I'll come to the studio, I'll spit 16 for you. But I don't have nothing for you right now.
You don't have an
MP3
file you can send to me.
PSA, stop telling people. You would not call up a record label and tell them to go to a link, go check out my music on MySpace, or go to Reverb Nation or any of these sites. Get to work together. Get an EP together. Get a bio together. Get the demo together. Do it right. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me to go to no link. Please stop.
And you know, the other thing to emphasize, if you listen to our previous shows, we've had Kevin Shine, A&R from Jive Records, you know, consulting to Wayne Williams of Jive Records, the MVP of Jive Records. We've had Amir Boy, VP of Marketing for Grand Hustle. And you heard their statements. They're looking for a brand. Looking for a brand. You want to brand yourself. You understand what I'm saying? They're looking. Oh, Brian, how you? This is not back in the day when you stood on a corner and started rapping and said, "Yo, you do this." No, nobody's picking you. It's not back in the day when you stood in front of a record label outside and you was having a chance to run. It's not like that, okay? Mm-hmm. They're looking for brands to back up. How you gonna say I'm a rapper, but you don't know how to get studio time? You don't even know the resources.
you got in your area, you don't got at least one song, even if it's not mastered yet, that I can even check to see if it's a sample of something. What are you doing? Please tell
exactly.
me. You don't know what a breast
it's
kit
a pile
is.
Together.
You don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, like,
mm-hmm.
honestly, like, I'm tired. Artists, do your research. Artists,
mm-hmm.
invest in yourself. Because if you don't,
mm-hmm.
I'm putting you on blast. I'm
yeah.
putting you on blast. Hold on, we got one more caller. We got one more caller from the 347. 347 was goody. You're live in the building. We got, you know, Suge White live in the building, hardest working dude in the NYC area. And we got your boy, Cross from Deck ENT, my beautiful ladies, Ebony representing the Cali area, and my girl Chocolate, Mrs. Spokesmodel, and my boy Jeez for the DMV. What's goody? Tell us your name and where you calling. Seven, what's good?
It's good. This is Fresh. I go by Never Too Many Cats on Twitter. Calling from Brooklyn,
that's
New York. Good. Just chilling right now. Just came to show love on the show, see what's going on.
That's what it is, man. Appreciate you. You want to ask a question for Shit White? You want to ask a question for him?
For me?
Yeah. You want to ask
oh,
him
nah,
a question?
Nah, I don't even know what's going on right now. I just got in.
Oh, okay, that's what it is, man. That's all good, though, because you know what? You could be anywhere else, my dude, but you chose to check out Lush Radio Online, and I got to salute you, my G. Make sure you check out the archives of the show. Once the show is over, you can definitely rerun and check out, you know what I'm saying, the show and check it out. And you can comment and tell me if it was informative. I want your feedback. Make sure you email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com and let me know what you got from the conversation, if it was informative to you, all right? I appreciate you, fam. That's what it is.
And come
hey,
back.
We love the callers. We love the callers, and we love the kids. Let's love the kids. You know what I'm saying? Ebony, you was about to say something beautiful. Go ahead, Ebony.
I told him, I said, and when after he goes and do his research on the, you know, on the radio show, then, you know, call back. Be a part of it.
Yeah.
Show. Just don't call, you know, call in. Be a part of it. All the listeners. Call in. We like your input. Definitely do that.
Definitely, definitely. And quick information, tomorrow is Thursday, She Queens the Movement. You guys tuned in with us. We had a heated conversation about the 48 laws of power. You know that your boy, the one and only 50 Cent, added the 50th law. We talking about the 48 laws of power. We did part one last week Thursday. This week Thursday is part two, the continuation. And we're also going to have an author live in the building talking about her life struggles on her book. She's going to be giving away one book for the 20th caller that calls into the show. We'll receive a free book, autograph book from Ms. Shawnice on the show tomorrow. And we're going to, and also if you want transcripts of the 48 Laws of Power, only $2 if you want to join into the conversation tomorrow at 8 o'clock. All you got to do is hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. It's only $2 to purchase a transcript. I'll send it to your email, and we can get it popping. Tomorrow's discussion is going to be heated. We had like 13 people live on the line, 200 people in the chat room. It was retarded. So make sure you're ready to get the truth. Can you handle the truth? That's the question. That's going down tomorrow. You already know what it is. And, you know, usually we save this for Fridays, man. Fridays, we say get the fuck out of here Fridays, right? You know what I'm saying? But this is business, and we see a lot of nonsense in business. We see a lot of nonsense in business. So, you know, this is definitely dedicated to y'all people out here that skirts and don't know how to coordinate or do business and handle yourself accordingly. So, y'all cats that ain't doing business right, get the fuck out of here, man. And so we're going to go down the line and let everybody tell they get the fuck out of here when it comes to business. And the guest of honor, the one and only Suge White, I want you to start off and tell them why they should get the fuck out of here.
Crazy. I mean, this shit not put the fuck out of here. That's it. We ain't got time. We ain't got the place. We ain't got the patience and enough room for everyone. So if you ain't about it, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, right there. He's a pro, man. He got it on the first try. That's what I'm talking about. Ebony, go ahead. Get him.
What he said. He said it hard. You know, what else can you say?
Definitely. Chocolate Misses. Get them.
The indecisive people that don't know if they're a manager or a rapper or whatever, you really need to get the fuck out of here.
Definitely. Hit him where it hurts. Cross, get him.
Yo, if you say that you're the hottest model, artist, beat producer, smartest manager in your area, and you ain't got no money and nobody know you, please get the fuck out of here.
Definitely.
My fucking son, yo. Hey, yo, genius, get him, son.
Yo, how you trying to get paid, but you're not trying to do no work, man? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, cold-blooded. Yo, this is my joint right here, yo. Listen up. If you're not logged on to Lush Radio Online right now, and if you're not getting this food for thought right now, and if you ain't supporting the squad and all of a sudden you see us bringing all these big names and stuff like that and now you want to jump on the wave, man, go ahead and get washed up because real talk, real people do real things. And if you ain't real and you don't know what the concept and you can't even grasp it in your mind and if you ain't working for what you got, then, nigga, get the fuck out of here, man.
Word up. Let's Radio Online. We giving them to them where it hurts. Low blow. Some people might be mad, but real talk, if you talk about you want me to Google you and stuff and I only see one page, get the fuck out of here, man. Man, get a real site, man. You got all these other sites and everything and y'all still, and yo, it's even some cats, yo, I ain't even gonna say some names. It's some cats in the industry, my dude, that just got a MySpace page, man. Get the fuck out of here, dogs, for real. Where the money at? Where's the money? Yo, let's wait. That's Radio Online, man. I'm going to kick you in your ass. Keep talking that mess, man. But we love everybody, man. That definitely love and supports the show. Make sure that you try to go out there and help somebody else other than yourself every day in your life.
Definitely.
And also make sure that you work hard for everything in your life so you can appreciate you more. We never appreciate things that are handed to us. You understand what I'm saying? So go out there and work for it. You know what I mean? And make sure it's your own. Don't just join the cause and stuff, you know what I mean, because you really want to be a part of something, but you really don't know really what you want. Make sure you're going for the right intentions. Watch how you move. Watch how other people move, man. And make sure you pay attention to the 48 laws of power. See if somebody's trying to play them games with you in business, man. Make sure that you research and read books. Reading is fundamental, people. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? How you write lyrics and you can't read your own handwriting? Wow. Get the fuck out of here. Wow. Wow. Wow, wow. Well, talk.
Pick up
you
a thesaurus,
crazy,
as well. Pick up a thesaurus and a dictionary. Spell the words right and speak them clearly and use different forms of the same word. Stop using
the same word.
It's a rap game.
I mean, your man Papoose did it, and you know where he learned that from? Malcolm X, man. Everybody can read. Even if you teach yourself, man, sit there and read that joint from front to back, man. How you sitting here saying big words, that's SAT words, and you can't even spell it, and you don't even know what it means, and you're using it in the wrong conjunction. Like, get out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here. Stop trying to, I hate educated idiots, man. Like, shut up. Just shut up. I just had to say that. I was just venting.
Can I jump in?
I had somebody say something after I told him I could spell that.
Yeah, but
can
go
I
ahead.
Jump in with, can I jump in with something before I break out of here?
Go ahead, Paul.
All right, yeah. I just want to alert everybody, man. You know, if you know, I'm going to say to everybody, I don't care if you sign, unsign or something, but always remember you come from somewhere. And you know, no matter how high you get, you always got to get back to your area, man. So I just want to let everybody know, man, right now, you know what I mean, Tone Trump is giving back to Philadelphia through the Boys and Girls Club. We got a song called What About Us. Talks about, you know, the things going on in Chile and Haiti, you know, the murders in Philadelphia. And right now it's on unheardradio.com. You download it. 100% of those proceeds are going to the Boys and Girls Club of Philadelphia. And she said she's also going to disperse it in different states. Depending on how much money we do. So please go to www.unheardradio.com. You'll see Tone Trump picture on the front page. Click on it. It'll take you to it. It's 99 cents.
You could download a bunch of music that really don't make no sense. You could download music because you want to get hyped and tell you about killing a bunch of people. Download some music that's about the community and what's going on, and that's giving back to the community. We definitely appreciate that.
That's what it is. We definitely want to support that. So, you know, cross, so we can definitely support that and get that popping because, you know, Street Queens, the movement, our whole movement, we definitely try to support the community and stuff like that. And, you know, definitely support, you know, your neighborhood causes, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club, whether it's just being a mentor and stuff like that. Most of our kids are walking around lost. They don't have a father. Maybe he's incarcerated. Try to extend that hand. Be that big brother or big sister out there, man. Let's do it, man. You know, we are the voice of the people. Lush Radio Online, man. I'm the people's voice. We do what we do. The squad is up, and we love all of y'all, man. Lush Radio Online, salute. Make sure you follow everybody on Twitter. Real quick, going down the line, give y'all Twitter out to the people and stuff so they can follow y'all right now at this Suge White. Follow them at...
Yeah, Suge White, this is how it sounds. I see my numbers climbing up already, so keep logging in and make me your friend.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Chocolate Misses, follow me at
Chocolate underscore Misses. That's Chocolite_Misses. MISSES.
Ebony, follow me at
Follow me on Twitter, Ebeniza, EBONIESHIA.
That's what it is. Cross, follow me at
Man, follow us to the damn top, man. You know what I mean? You can get there with us. But it all starts with at Deck ENT. That's DECKENT. Like my whole team, from the models to the artists, everybody. Follow us to the top, man, and come with us. You know, I'm going to take this ride with us because we all going to make it.
That's what it is. Genius, follow me at
GNEOUS. All day, every day.
That's what it is. Make sure you follow my squad, my program manager, the best program manager that provided this. Cookie, K-Star Beauty, follow her at. Definitely got to thank her for having Suge White live in the building with us and also bringing all our celebrity guests on the line. Also, shout out to Future Guru 100, at Future Guru 100, at Lush Radio Online, at Colombian Princess, at Emma E2K Magazine, at TDINYC, Microphone Bully, I see you, the whole squad, I see you. We here, Lush Radio Online. We are the new era of radio, man. The fuck out of here, man. We out. You got to keep winning. Salute. Rest in peace to Mike Beck. And you know what I'm saying? Since I love the whole legacy of Mike Beck, I'm just going to throw this joint in. Mike Beck featuring Nori, Split Star, Busta Rhymes. And we out here. Salute, everybody. Lush Radio. Keep winning. Y'all guys next time. Y'all come back now. You hear?
Yeah. Mike Beck and Nori.
They said that Queens niggas quiet, how they hear? I'm right here, and I'm loud as
fuck.
I'm yelling at
what?
You know what's going on me, Lord. Spit razor 50, cut your face in a Philly with it. My mind twisted, cocaine a white asshole like the Kobe case. Bogey out in your face, now I call you Bogey Face. Dead on Nori, I still be on that bitch fam. 57 ab, knock you out in front of the flip cam. Ziploc, gorilla ball, marble in the cellar floor. Grown ass man, I don't ever go through menopause. I ain't gotta say poor either, believer. I love Kush and Sour, still call it Diva.
You're looking for your grocery in my hotel room.
Yeah.
You looking for your girl, she in my hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up beside her like a brand new coupe. Got her sounding all loud, let my engine do. She
like,
I got money up, why they lose my double up?
Yeah.
I been getting this.